Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3. Informative, local. Hope you're not stuck in traffic because there's a couple of places. And even the workarounds to Highway 90 this morning are starting to be problems. Like southbound on Avalon is getting pretty heavy right now. And even Quintet Road over back on the going all the way around. Even that intersection at Old Palafox or whatever is, kind of a mess too right now. So just be aware, even the workarounds aren't awesome, but they are better than being stuck on the causeway. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I've got lots to tell you about. First of all, last Friday night I was talking about the breeze of weed on Friday the 13th.
Uh-huh.
Well, the weather turned out perfect. So many families came out. They had trick-or-treating, they had food trucks, all right in the city of Gulf Breeze. Really, really fun. Just a super family-friendly event. I'm so glad that the city is doing things like this to bring the people together. And it was just the costumes were so cute. And by around 9 o'clock this morning, we're hoping to put on our Facebook, or not our Facebook, on our website, a link of all the pictures that were taken, because there were so many cute kids. You just can't. We just have to show them off. They're
of course.
So cute.
That's like the missing teeth stuff around Christmas. That's great stuff. Oh, that's fantastic.
Right, exactly.
There's also a sculpture that's going to connect cities. What is this all about?
Yeah. Well, a while back, one of the local dentists started this project. He wanted to just have an art project to beautify the area. Dr. Zeman is also an artist, and he wanted to beautify the city. And through donations and no cost to the city, they've already put up several sculptures and different things that are beautiful to just beautify the city. Well, now that the bridge is opening, Artel Gallery is working with the artist to create a sculpture that's going to be linking. It's going to look literally like those giant links of a chain that they use on a ship.
Yeah.
And so one side of it is going to be on the Pensacola side, near the visitor center, and the other one is going to be at the Gulf Breeze side by Wayside Park.
Oh.
So they're going to be donating that. No cost to the city. People get upset because they think the city's using money, but it's no cost to the city. It's all donated. And they're going to unveil it next week on the Pensacola side.
Okay. I think I remember this being proposed a little while back, and I had thought maybe it was supposed to run not just Gulf Breeze to Pensacola, but at a couple of other locations throughout Pensacola and with an anchor at some point. Am I thinking about the same thing?
Could be, but I don't know about that part.
Okay.
That would be awesome if it was.
Yeah, like this, like the theme, like a theme of, naval anchored connections and chained all the way through. No, I love the idea of it. It's brilliant.
Oh, I know. It's going to be. There are going to be three chain links to symbolize the city's link to the water. I'm just not reading the rest of the article. So there will
great.
Be three of them. I'm not sure what the third one is going to be, but it's going to be called The Mariner, and it's by the artist Randy New and Jared Pettigrew from Artel Gallery.
Oh, no, that's great.
So it's going to be really beautiful. And they look like they're made out of iron or something really heavy, but they're not. It's actually not that. It's, it's going to be fake, but
right.
It'll be beautiful.
No, that's very cool. You also had some girls going to the IHMC?
Yes. So it was the International Day of the Girl, and Rotary sponsored these girls to have an opportunity to go to the IHMC, the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, and it was in downtown Pensacola where they have got an actual working robot. I've seen it before years ago. I'm sure it's way advanced now.
Oh, yeah.
It will blow your mind. and the girls got to see that. They got to work with a 3D printer, a lot of STEM learning. Just so happens that one of the girls that was picked from Gulf Breeze, the only girl that was picked from Gulf Breeze, is the daughter of our managing editor, Melanie Cormody.
Oh, nice.
So Lily Cormody got to go, and Melanie got to kind of see some of the things that were going on as well. But, being a mom, she couldn't go in because it was, the girls were supposed to be independent. We understand that. But it was a really cool event. And, you know, we always need to remember how amazing the IHMC is.
Right.
You know, they're doing a lot of amazing things that we just don't know about. And so just to get a peek behind the curtain is really exciting.
You guys always have so much stuff in the paper. I mean, like, you've got a story about parents showing up the school board and what, you know, in their opposition to books. You've got a story about the parks kind of looking into business associations, you know, and reviewing that. Household Waste Amnesty Day, which comes up Saturday in Gulf Breeze. You always have great sports coverage and Splash coming in November. I mean, just I'm always amazed. We never have enough time to talk about all this stuff, but there's so much stuff going on in Gulf Breeze, and the Gulf Breeze News, of course, covers all of it. Lisa Newell is the publisher. As always, Lisa, thank you for the time. Thanks for making me laugh a little bit thinking about the chains. I love that, and the kids with the Halloween costumes. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. All right, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. See you. 8:16 here on News Radio 92.3. Jake Scott, traffic for us.
Okay, we're still looking at that Highway 90 accident. Starting about the causeway, it's going to start really slowing down. The right lane is open there, but it's still really, really slow. Also, Avalon and I-10 on the other side, backing up as a byproduct of the Highway 90 backup. 98 westbound Tiger Point at the Avalon, we got the normal morning congestion there. Delano Street and North S Street downtown, the roadway is blocked, so use caution in that area. If you have any traffic info to report, please text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're 64, turn at 65, you're going to make the conversion over onto Medicare. And if you've not thought about that, and obviously you've never done it before because you've never been 64, turned 65 before, it can produce some kind of anxiety because, you know, you don't know what that involves. You have questions. What supplement? What about prescription drug benefits? What about Advantage? What about Medicaid? Does that apply to me? And not helping things is you often have people phone calls making to you. You got people sending you letters or emails, and it can just feel kind of overwhelming, and it shouldn't be. It's very simple. Here's what you do. I've got a good friend that I've known as long as we've lived here, Ricky Stewart. Great people. I mean, seriously, you're gonna meet her, and you'll be like, Andrew, you didn't even tell the half of it. No, she's fantastic. And you just talk to her and say, here's Andrew says talk to you. I talk to you, and she'll take care of you. No problem. Ask her your question. She will have the answers. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy another evening downtown with friends and neighbors for another Gallery Night Pensacola Trick or Treat Edition. Check out the newest edition, Gallery Night's Market Zone at Government, across from Plaza Ferdinand. The Pensacola Lionfish Festival is Saturday and Sunday on Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Enjoy the games, educational booths, art, filet demos, and eat some lionfish. See PensacolaLionfishShootout.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yay!
This This just in, big breaking news. Phil Ayer is not running for Senate anymore in Florida. Probably. Most of you say, who now? Phil Ayer, remember he was the Democrat that ran for Congress against Matt Gaetz a couple of times? And if you don't remember, you can I can understand that. Because, you know, in this area, you cannot win as a Democrat. So he's apparently moved to South Florida. I did not know that. But he was running for the Senate against Rick Scott, and now he's dropped out of that race to make way for somebody else, so there's not a primary going to be on that side. At least that's kind of the idea. Now he's going to run against some South Florida congressman. That's all I have to say about that. 821 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Look at me going to you super early.
I know. I totally wasn't expecting it.
Can I tell you a secret? Somebody texted me and said, you notice that you go to traffic on the fives more on the fives with Jake than you ever do with Candy. Like, yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to that, but it is true. It's true. There's no reason. It just is.
I'll take it as a compliment, even though it's not.
All right. Fair enough. David, go ahead.
Well, there's another vote for the Speaker of the House expected today. This comes after Jim Jordan fell even shorter of the 217 votes needed to elected yesterday. So that's expected later on this morning.
What about Jim Boehner? Is Jim Boehner going to come in as the Speaker of the House? He got one vote yesterday. He got one vote yesterday, Jim.
That was unexpected.
No, he's probably crying over it now. I've said that like three times now, that crying Jim Boehner. But seriously, Jim Boehner cried all the time.
All the time.
He was crying about something. You know, if he wasn't crying about, you know, giving up cigarettes and being an alcoholic in the past, he's crying about something like all the time. So anyway, I'm not exaggerating. Am I, Jake? No.
No, okay. No, he's
ahead,
a crier.
David. Sorry.
Former Treasury Secretary Jack Lew looks like he might be confirmed on a party line vote as the next U.S. ambassador to Israel. Republicans took him to task in the Senate confirmation hearing yesterday for his role in the Iran nuclear deal under President Obama. They accused him of working with the Obama administration to force banks into doing business with Iran. He's scheduled for a confirmation vote in that.
Who was the name?
Is it Lew? Lew? I don't really know how to.
Okay. No, the reason I ask is because I came across a story yesterday that I hadn't seen.
Right.
And it was apparently from a couple of weeks ago that there was an Iranian spy ring operating out of the Pentagon. Nobody else
really?
Has seen this story either. I'm like, oh my God.
This is one of those stories that got buried.
Yeah, it kind of had come out about 3 weeks ago. And there's a guy named Malley is his last, Christopher Malley. Anyway, there was a guy who works in the State Department who was apparently working with the International Crisis Group, was a group of paid credentialed members of like academia who were supposed to be like experts on Iranian policy, but they were all secretly working for Iran and had pledged allegiance to the Ayatollah and were like dear leader, and kind of they were being handled by Iranian intelligence. These were the guys who were also working on consulting like for the JCPOA, the Iran deal under Obama. And there's people in the Pentagon that are connected to all of this, and it's insane that this is not a story.
That sounds like it should have been a way bigger story.
It's the craziest thing. And I'm reading this, I'm like, oh my God. Now, you know, I just like, I'm sure this happens way more than we know. I'm sure that Iran is not the only one doing this. I'm sure that everybody's got agents in, you know, the U.S. I mean, why wouldn't you? You try to, of course. But I was reading this story and I'm like, oh my God, how is this not in the news? So anyway, go ahead, David.
Well,
sorry, I kind of
interrupted
you.
No, that's okay. And then more American workers are back in the office now. U.S. work-from-home rates have now dropped to the lowest level since the pandemic, and they spiked. According to the latest census data, now fewer than 26% of households have somebody working from home. That was up to about 37%, of course, in 2020.
Very good. Thanks so much for the update. 824 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Barktoberfest, Pensacola Humane Society, comes up Sunday, October 29th, 10 to 4 in Seville Quarter. Enjoy a dog-friendly interaction. Seville Quarter or Seville Square? My copy says Seville Quarter, but I'm just guessing it's not at the bar. It's typically at Seville Square, but I could be wrong. You know, it could be a different venue this year. Anyway, food trucks, vendor tents, beverages, yeah, it's going to be at Seville Square. Anyway, newsradio923.com for more information. Jake, this is weird. I am always on the fives with you. It's kind of odd. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Hey, I like to be regular. Highway 90, the right
we
lane
We know
is...
too much now.
Had my coffee. Right lane is open on Highway 90 starting at the Causeway, but it's very, very slow. Also, on the other side, Avalon and I-10 is backed up from people going that way as well. 98 westbound at Tiger Point at Avalon, the normal morning congestion there. And Delano Street and North S Street, the roadway is blocked downtown, so be careful there. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Back to you, Andrew.
No. Definitely, right, no.
It's stupid. I'll stop. I just can't get it out of my head. I'll do a different voice tomorrow.
You can. If you've got a nice import, a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Audi, a Genesis, a Jaguar, a Lexus, you might think, like, these are cars that have to be serviced by the dealer. They do not. They can be serviced by anybody who's qualified and certified. And Bobby Lycus Auto certainly is. That would save you money on the repair. It would also save you the time and travel and inconvenience of going, especially if those dealerships are, you know, elsewhere, let's just say, and a lot of them are. So bring it to Bobby Lycus. He works on those all the time. They work on those all the time. The thing is, your diesel engines. You know, you might think, well, it's a diesel truck. I got to go to the dealership. Well, no. I mean, it's true. They're a little different. Not everybody works on those, but Bobby Lycus does. No problem. They work on those. And anything else, like your runaround, your domestic, your gas engine, whatever the case may be. I mean, you know, just because I talk about Lexus doesn't mean you can't bring them your Cadillac, okay? You know, bring them any car. They will work on it. CarClinicService.com is the website. You can look there or, you know, just bring the car in. They want to see you for the little things, the routine, preventative, scheduled maintenance, oil check, that oil change, that kind of stuff, so they don't have to see you for the big stuff. That's the advantage. Bobby Lycus Auto Service. 827 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have? Oh, you know, we haven't talked about this all day. This has been one of those, like, you know, top of the hour kind of stories that I know David has been covering. But the Warrington Preparatory School hubbub.
They don't let them leave to go to gym, recess, art, music. They can't leave the classroom for nothing. They're being denied access to go to the clinic.
This is one of the parents talking to Channel 3.
My questions are, how is it fair to punish the children that were not involved in this? How is it fair to treat these children like inmates? Even the jailed prisoners, rapists and murderers, get an hour outside a day and a hot meal. I don't understand how it's okay to treat people's children this way.
Well, hour outside, not sure about that. They don't really go outside at the Escambia County Jail, but they do have access to the solarium area. And I think that's probably just she's going on, you know, TV knowledge or whatever. But I would remind the mother, who is, I'm sure, very concerned about her children and, you know, no problem with the motives there. But I would remind her that the kids do get out of school, you know, for like 14 hours a day or 20 or like 17 hours a day. So it's not like they're inmates. But I do think that the measures that have been taken at Warrington Prep are stern. You know, basically the kids are, you know, without going to their electives, they get, you know, packaged lunch instead of hot lunch. They're not allowed to go back bathroom breaks, but more than twice a day. You know, they're on restriction. And according to them, this is working. We know, look, this is the open secret that everybody knows we don't talk about. Warrington Middle School had massive behavioral issues, right? I mean, really serious discipline issues. Nobody, not even the miracle workers at Charter Schools USA, are going to be able to come in and wave a wand and fix all that overnight. But when you've got students that sabotage a bathroom and cause damage to the water damage to seven classrooms as a result of it, they take action. And much though you might not like the idea of collective deterrence, the reason that you have curfews sometimes is because enough of the kids act bad at night. Well, the reason you have an imposed restriction at Warrington Prep right now is because enough of the kids cause trouble during the day. And I don't know whether this is a long-term strategy or a short-term strategy, but if the discipline problems have gone down and if the kids are getting educated and your complaint is it's, you know, sack lunches instead of hot meals, well, don't cry me a river. That sounds like it's working. And then over time, you can teach and create discipline and proper relationships and respect for authority in a place where historically that's been a challenge. So I'm not saying I don't know enough, right? I don't know enough to know whether what Warrington Prep is doing is right or wrong. But the presumption that it looks stern and therefore it's wrong, maybe I'm a simple person about this stuff, but I feel like we have coddled too much in general. And as a result, we have a low discipline. And I don't know about this particular parent. Okay, I certainly allege nothing, but I know what I learned from Everybody Loves Raymond.
This is what happens when the adults spank.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden back at the White House about to make another appeal to the American people tonight for $100 billion in war funding for both Ukraine and now Israel. Israel's ground assault on Hamas in Gaza may be delayed another day with another state visit from the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The House gavels in at noon. What's next after members failed to elect Speaker Jim Jordan a second time? Democrat turned Republican New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew tells Fox Business.
What I'd like to see us do is support Jim Jordan. If for some reason Jim decides that he's not going to go forward, then we have to find somebody in caucus and we have to support that individual.
On the presidential election, a Marist poll shows RFK Jr. running as an independent polls more support from Trump. Kennedy takes 16%, Trump 37, Biden 44, handing the race to Joe Biden.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio 92.3 right now. Warming up a little bit. 62 degrees here in Pensacola this morning. Well, for the second time this week, a plane carrying Americans from Israel arrived in the state of Florida. About 24 people were on board, including an Army vet, Air Force vet's spouse, and there was also a child.
The night that we were heading toward the airport for this particular manifest and the one that beat it that came the other night, we were taking missile fire that night.
Also this week, the state announced they'd sent two planes loaded with supplies for Israel, including medical and clothing and also some toys for the kids there. Within the next 48 hours, the Atlantic hurricane season should have its next tropical storm. Forecasters say a low-pressure system headed towards the Caribbean could become Tropical Storm Tammy.
The main concern right now is that the system is going to be moving in the direction of the Lesser Antilles over the next couple of days, and there is a possibility that we may need to put up some sort of watches for some of the islands later today.
The National Hurricane Center says it is not expected to threaten Florida or the U.S., but warnings are possible for parts of the eastern Caribbean islands. Well, anybody who's been downtown knows how frustrating parking can be. The city of Pensacola recently did a survey to find out how people feel about their parking experiences. More than 5,000 people responded to that. And the city council will be hearing the results of that study this coming Monday at their meeting there. Governor Ron DeSantis says he opposes President Biden's plan to send aid to Gaza. Biden announced yesterday he'd approved $100 million in humanitarian assistance for Gaza and the West Bank. He says that money will support over 1 million displaced and conflict-affected Palestinians. DeSantis, though, says the aid could be commandeered by Hamas, and he says we should not be funding jihad. He tweets that every Republican running should step up to the plate and oppose the $100 million plan. And President Biden is expected to make an address tonight during primetime at 8 p.m. Eastern to discuss that issue. International papers announced they'll stop production on pulp machines at two facilities, including the facility in Cantonment. The company announced that the pulp machines in Regalwood, North Carolina, and Pensacola would be stopped. They are also permanently closing their containerboard mill in Orange, Texas. That decision could affect about 100 jobs here in Pensacola. The machine at the Cantonment plant is currently idled, and it won't resume production. The company says, where possible, they like to minimize impact by using current vacancies, retirements, attrition, and other roles. Well, we are several weeks into the new school year now. Seventh graders at Warrington Preparatory Academy are on lockdown after some misbehavior from students there. Parents not happy about it.
This is just not what they promised. Yep. Like, this is Charter School USA is, I mean, quite literally worse than what we were dealing with Warrington at its worst.
And that parent talked with Channel 3. The school's reportedly put all the students on a modified schedule where they've canceled elective classes. Students are being allowed 2 scheduled bathroom breaks a day. They've also canceled hot lunch. Students are taking a lunch to go and going back to their classroom. The school says this discipline is coming after a string of misbehavior that can't be tolerated, including an incident where a bathroom was intentionally flooded and several classrooms ended up being damaged. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
We have a couple areas we're watching right now. We've got that Highway 90 slowdown. It's causing some really bad backups this morning. Also on the other side, Avalon and I-10 is backed up as well as a byproduct. 98 westbound at Tiger Point, down also in Oriole Beach, the Live Oaks Preserve. It's seeing some slowdowns there. Delano Street and North S Street downtown is also blocked. This traffic report is brought to you by Boost Infinite. Hey! Are you thinking about getting the latest iPhone? I know I am, because my phone is cracked into a million pieces. Then check out the amazing wireless offer from Boost Infinite. For more, just dial #250 on your phone and say Boost Infinite. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from this station's network. If you have any traffic info to report, please text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a few passing clouds, small chance of a stray shower, 10% chance of rain overall, temperatures warming into the 70s. Overnight tonight, temperatures will be dropping into the 60s for lows. As you go into Friday, 20% chance of a stray shower, otherwise mostly sunny skies, high near 82. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 59. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 62 degrees in Pensacola, 64 in Gulf Breeze, 61 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The market's not a big change. The Dow's up 1531 at 33,680.39. S&P 500 up 607 at 43,20.65. NASDAQ up 35.40 today at 13,349.70. Our 10-year bond rate is up slightly at 4.94%. Gold prices down $5 at $1,963.30. Silver prices are down as well at $22.97 right now. And Bitcoin having a good day. It's up $215.38 right now at $28,506.55. Well, Netflix planning to raise their prices. The company says its premium ad-free plan will be jumping by $3 a month up to $22.99. The basic plan will be increasing up to $11.99 in the U.S., and other plans will stay at the same price. Some of that growth because of the company's crackdown on password sharing. A major fruit distributor for Walmart and Kroger has filed for bankruptcy. Prima Wawona of California says that delivery and supply shouldn't be affected, but the fruit supplier provides plums, strawberries, peaches, and pears to several grocery chains. First-time jobless claims down today. The Department of Labor says they've received 198,000 initial unemployment insurance requests for the week. That is down from last week's 209,000 and below estimates of 210,000 for this week. It's 8:38, our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Jeep, climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Got it.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep downfield! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone!
Picked off! Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford. Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
This could be a little bit of fun. There's been this thing running around on social media the last few days, having to do with awful smells that you still love. Like bad odors that typically be like, ugh, but that nevertheless you have some kind of an affinity for. So 437-1620, very hard to do smells on the radio, but smells are a powerful thing. I mean, they're incredibly powerful when you really start to think, you know, favorite smells, smells you hate, smells that remind you of grandma's house, you know, all that kind of stuff. So 437-1620, that's the number I want you to text into, 437-1620. Tell me about a smell that you know, objectively, nasty. But there's still, you're like, ah, but I love it. Oh, man, it's my very, very favorite. So does one come to mind for you, Jake? Do you have one in mind?
Yes, childhood memories. Play-Doh.
Oh.
The non-toxic, the toxic version is
whatever.
Actually the one I like.
The one that we ate as a kid.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Man, oh, that's true. And then, not just Play-Doh. Okay, so I was trying to think through, do I have any of these? And I don't think I have very many because I was looking at like a commons list and the ones like Play-Doh. Mm-hmm. I don't actually like the smell of Play-Doh when it's on my hands. I just don't enjoy that at all. But I was trying to think, is there something similar? And the smell of like Elmer's glue or glue stick. There's that whole constellation of adhesives. Which also may have gotten eaten upon a time. But, you know, that I like that smell. And that smell of, I don't know, when you're making a construction project with your Band in Europe glitter and you've got your white glue and your construction paper. And there's just a lot of smells that come from second grade for that stuff for me. And you're like, in second grade? Well, kindergarten. Fine, whatever. Let's not quibble. 437-1620. That's the number to text, 437-1620. That's the, oh, my God, we're getting so many texts in here so far. Somebody here says, gasoline smells good and fresh asphalt. The what now?
No. I'm there with them on the gasoline. I could.
You like gasoline?
Yeah, I can huff gasoline. Yeah.
Oh wow!
But
no,
the new asphalt.
The one thing that I most despise about ever filling up at the gas station or with my lawnmower is if I ever get, especially the lawnmower, you always get a little on your hand. And then for days, and I'm not. That's not one of those, like, you smell it to be, oh, ooh. You smell it, you're like, ah, it still stinks. No, that's terrible. 843 on News Radio 92.3 437-1620. So, but it is a common answer. There are a lot of people who love the gasoline smell. Perm, hair permanent solution. You see, this, I wish I could be with y'all, because I thought of that one, and I thought, nope. And when my wife, every once in a while, she used to do some of that stuff, I'm like, No, I like the way you smell all the rest of the time. I don't like the way you smell with that. Somebody here says, I can think of none. this is my position. I'm kind of like none of those things. Somebody else says gasoline. Oh, gunpowder. Okay, now that's an interesting one. Hmm. I would say the when you go shooting, the smell that lingers in the air, which is the gunpowder smell. Right?
Oh, yeah. Fireworks. I love the smell of fireworks after they've gone off.
No, I'm with you. And that's, you can't really that's not really a good smell, but it is a potent smell, and that is very enjoyable. Somebody says the smell of diesel fuel at the fair. I still love that smell. Yeah, oh, man, that's wild. Okay, all right. 437-1620, JP5, fuel exhaust on the flight deck of the USS Forrestal. No, I know who this person is. That's great. And there's, yeah, I'm sure for a lot of people, that is a smell you enjoy. Somebody just says gasoline?
Yeah.
Sort of, really?
Yeah.
Regular fuel, not that unleaded type. Oh, that's interesting. You're like a you're like a gas connoisseur.
Yes.
You distinguish between them. Oh, this is one. Yeah. No, okay. This is probably the one for me. But I don't think of it as a bad one, but okay. Puppy breath. Puppy breath, and it does. They get to be about it's gone by 6 months. It's the first 3 or 4 months, maybe 6 months at the outside. And it smells like something vaguely burnt and
weird.
Decaying.
Oh.
It's not the smell that most dogs have, but it is, no. And if, you know, and puppies want to lick your face, I'm like, I just keep licking and breathing, brother. You're doing fine. Just keep licking and breathing. I'm enjoying this. No, puppy breath is exactly. Now, this is one that kind of reminds me of, but it's not like a bad one. The smell of a baby's head. Baby head smell? Oh, that's intoxicating. And it goes away within, I remember, it's been so long since my kids were babies, but, you know, by 6 months, okay, at least. But, you know, sniff an infant.
I smell
you're
my
not
cat.
Joe Biden. You're not weird. You're normal, okay? It's okay. 8:46. Let's get traffic here, Jake.
All right. Why do cats always pretty much smell good, but dogs can just reek? What is up with that? I mean, cats lick themselves all day, and they somehow still smell fine. Highway 90, if you're going into Pensacola from Milton, starting around the causeway there, it's going to get really, really slow from an earlier accident. The right lane's open, but it's just really, really slow. Also, Avalon on the other side going down just north of I-10. That's going to back up as well. 98 westbound in Tiger Point. The construction traffic is slowing things down. And we've got two roadway blockages to speak of downtown. West Jordan Street and North D Street and Delano Street and North S Street. We've got blockages there. If you have any traffic info to report, please text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you notice with your, usually it's your parents, okay, could be cousins or aunt or uncle or a friend or a sister, but typically you notice it most with your parents that they change in their abilities. You know, they might need more help with cooking, cleaning, taking them to errands. They might need help with even ordinary behaviors like, you know, brushing your teeth or toileting and grooming and things like that. And maybe you're hiring somebody, maybe you're just helping and it's getting to be too much, okay? You want to preserve for them as much capacity for independent living while getting them the help they really need so that they can enjoy that independent living. That's what assisted living is all about. But once you kind of figure out that assisted living is the right next step, then where? Because there's more than 30 places. And it's so hard to, you're not going to go shop all of them and figure all that out. But what you can do is call John Horton at Assisted Living Locators, and he will help. He has worked with so many people just like you, help figure this out, navigate the terrain, understand the options, the prices, the culture at the different assisted living places, and make the right choice that's the best for your loved one. 712-0887, or just give them, or just check them out online at assistedlivinglocators.com. So back to the conversations about smells, hearing all of these military folks talk about JP5, because I got a bunch of them, and people talking about gasoline and diesel does remind me of something.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
That's kind of what y'all remind me of when you're talking about the smell of gasoline. Asphalt parking lot on a hot, sunny day, somebody says. Bleach, it makes the world smell clean. Farm scents. Okay, so this is one where if you grew up on it, yes. And if you're a city, I wouldn't say slicker, just a city person like me, farm scents sometimes, yes. Sometimes, no. You know, driving through central Illinois back and forth to the University of Illinois was not always a pleasant experience, okay? A lot of pig farms and cow farms on that. The smell of fish, I'm out. I mean, it's okay, but, you know, the more it smells like fish, the less I want to eat it, typically. Another one says bleach. Another one says, oh, the smell of a match lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, yes. That's a good one. You're exactly right. Whataburger burgers with onions.
That's supposed to be a bad smell that you like?
Well, no, it says until somebody's body odor smells like the onions. Because, you know, I mean, there are some foods that go, you know, asparagus produces a result, right? And other foods make you sweat a certain odor, right? I mean, that's just true. Oh, somebody did say napalm. That's funny. Let's see. 437-1620. What else do we have going on here? Brussels sprouts. Interesting. Oh, and napalm in the morning. Everybody's on this now. That's funny. Oh no. I'm sorry. No. Burnt popcorn. No. Mm-mm. Oh no.
No.
That's super awful. Terrible. I love you. Okay. But there's something wrong with you. That's really. But then I have the same thought about there are people who say, like new tires, like the tire section at the tire store or Walmart.
Like yeah.
Oh,
I can't go.
No,
I love that.
It makes me want to gag every time. If I'm in Walmart, for example, and I'm going toward like the sporting goods and I catch the whiff of tire, I just, and you can like taste it in your throat, like little particles of vulcanized rubber are attacking my taste buds. No, I'm not into it, but I'm glad you're you. You know, a lot of flowers in God's garden. I always say it. The citronella candle. Somebody here says gasoline, the smell, but not the taste. Good tip. Thank you clarifying.
My dad used to keep gasoline in a Pepsi bottle when he was fixing the car. And one day.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to finish.
Oh, here's one. Permanent markers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, if the kids spend a little bit too much time cleaning the erasers, that's why. Tester's model glue. Yes. Mm. Oh, man, back in the day. You're exactly right about that. Cow manure reminds me of farm chores. I can't pronounce words today. Mm. A horse barn, the smell of the bay. Oh, okay. No, that's true. And the smell of, like, beach smell.
Yeah.
Which, of course, always reminds me of the Seinfeld episode where Kramer comes up with the beach scented.
The beach!
Smells like the beach! The sulfur on the match, somebody says, jet fuel. Oh. Now, okay, we've morphed a little bit. The premise of the question was bad smells
right. That
you like. Somebody now is saying opening a coffee can first thing.
It's
no,
amazing.
But that's just a good smell. I was waiting for this one to come in. Oh, well, okay. I'll leave that one for last. Old lady beauty shops, the smell of the burning dust when the furnace turns on for the first time, cleaning a white-tailed deer. Again, I'm assuming that that's an associated one. Horse feed, lumber mill. I bet there are people who love the smell of IP. I don't understand you, but I bet there was. But then I'm just going to leave this one out there and I'm going to not explain it at all. Dutch oven. 852 on News Radio 92.3. Somebody's going to be like, well, what does a large metal pan have to do with bad smells? I'm not going to explain. I'm Andrew McKay.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone's comfort, the 2024 Atlas SE, now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices for DAG tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Looking for an adventure this spooky season?
Check out Go Retro's Ghost and Graveyard Tour, or Go Retro's Haunted House Investigation.
Oh, that's chilling!
The bus ride takes you to some of the most haunted places downtown. The Haunted House Investigation actually takes you inside a Victorian home with paranormal detection gear. Go Retro is the place this Halloween season. Book online at goretro.us or call 850-566-5220.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
I had to play that. I got a lot of. It came as a request from somebody. You have to play the airplane. Looks like I picked the wrong route to quit sniffing glue. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Are we finally clearing up towards 9 o'clock?
We are finally clearing up. If you're heading to Pensacola from Milton at the causeway there on Highway 90, it's been slow all morning, but both lanes are open now, so we're looking good. Also, Avalon on the other side and I-10, that's starting to ease up a little bit as well. Highway 29 in Cantonment going towards Muskogee Road. I'm seeing some slow down there now. Also, 98 westbound at Tiger Point. We've got that normal morning construction traffic. Got two roadway blockages downtown to talk about: West Jordan Street and North D. Also, Delano Street and North S. This traffic report is brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. If you have traffic info to report, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Nailed it.
There's a little bobble there at business benefits.
That was perfect. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, or maybe you kind of have been putting off thinking about it, because when I ask you the question, you love your car, and you're like, Andrew, you don't need to ask me that right now. You don't need to make me think about that. No, I do, because you're suppressing. Okay, you know, you don't want to answer the question because you don't love your car, and you deserve better. I'm telling you, you deserve better. Okay, you deserve a car that you trust, that you can rely on, that you're not apprehensive about getting in the morning, and that you're not, you know, pounding the steering wheel because it's the car and not the traffic, right? Like, that's, you deserve better. So go to Frontier Motors and look around, browse a little, you know, do it secretly. If you need to take the bus there, not your car, so your car doesn't get jealous, that's fine. You know, do whatever you need to do, but go to Frontier, look around, and get a real good adult idea of what's involved. And you know what you might find out? You might actually find out that getting a better car could save you money. I mean, if you're putting repairs into an older vehicle, you know there comes a time when you're spending more on repairs than even a new car would cost you. And, you know, Frontier's the almost new, so you get the better price. Anyway, go look, go see what you got, and then make a good decision. And again, take it from me, you deserve better. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. What was I going to tell you about something? Oh, I got a lot of follow-up on the Warrington Preparatory school issue, and the basic gist from the audience, overwhelming gist from the audience, is kids need discipline, and sometimes discipline is unpleasant. That's why they call it discipline. That, you know, basically, also the collective punishment thing, honestly, that works really well, like in the military, you know, because you start to develop a group sense of responsibility. That's even a biblical concept, that the group can be held responsible for the misbehavior of some. And, you know, that also incentivizes people to start to get people to behave better. Instead of feeling like, you know, you're betraying your friends to the school, now suddenly you can be, you know, in line with the rules and try to get people to behave them, because, you know, we don't want to all get punished again, right? I mean, there's I'm not going to analyze the particulars, but theoretically, I agree with what the school is doing, and I do worry that too much of the complaining is coming from people who may not be doing adequate discipline on their own in the first place. 8:58 News Radio 92.3, time for future news, where we tell you what's going to happen before it happens.
Future news.
When will we get a Speaker of the House?
Oh, this time next year.
I've got a week, yeah. And I have no idea, I have no information, and I'm watching just like y'all are to see where the soap opera ends. Will the people protesting against Israel for the hospital, which now seems very clearly was somehow unintentionally by Islamic Jihad, and which may have only killed dozens instead of 500, so the whole story was bogus from the start, will the people protesting Israel over it apologize?
No,
they don't do that.
WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.